Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Back for another edition of Clan Radio, powered by Wellwood Communications, and here to bring you the first interview with the latest new player who will adorn that purple jersey in the campaign ahead. As you will have seen, Clan have added to their ranks even more with the signing of winger Tyler Schofield, another player who comes from DEL2 in Germany with Star Bulls Rosenheim. Prior to that, he's played around Europe in Austria, Switzerland and the Czech Republic, and even managed to squeeze in a couple of spells back home in North America. Now he's getting ready to return to Europe, but taking a first ever spell of life in the UK and in the Elite League, and we're about to talk to him about it now as Tyler joins me on the line. Tyler, welcome to the club. How big an attraction was the offer of Brayhead Clan compared to what else you may have had?
Yeah, thank you. It's exciting to be a part of the Clan, and my family and I are definitely excited to come. And I've been talking to John for quite a bit here, and I've had some good close friends that actually used to play for the Clan. Brendan Cook, he gave me a pretty good recommendation about the city and the fans, and it seems like a pretty exciting place to be, and it's somewhere that my family and I are definitely excited to go.
What did you know of the club before you started entertaining the thought of coming here?
One of my good friends used to play there, and he said it was actually, he had a great career in Europe, and he said it was probably his favorite place to play. So, I've heard the fans are great there, and the arena is great, and obviously the city of Glasgow is really nice. And it's at this point, it was something that was very intriguing to myself and my family.
Now, you said you'd been speaking to John Tripp as well. Now, John's new to the club as well, of course. How did he sell the club to you, given his limited information on what he's had about life in Glasgow?
Yeah, he contacted me a bit ago, and he seems very excited to take the reins here, and he seems like a very energetic guy, and he seems very passionate about it. And him being new, but he knew the same things kind of that I did about the fans and about the city and all that. And with my former teammate Cameron Bird also signing there, he had some good things to say too. So at the end of the day, it just seemed like a good fit for myself.
One of my next questions was going to be about Cameron. Obviously, the two of you both played at Star Bulls last season as well. So what did he say about coming to the club?
Yeah, he did his homework, and he watched some videos, and he talked to some guys, and he kind of just reiterated the things that I had heard and the things that I knew about it. And obviously having a familiar face definitely helps the transition, and it's nice to get to play another year with Cam.
And of course you'll be familiar to John. Obviously he was working in the same league as you last year as well.
Yeah, we ended up playing against him in the finals of the relegation last year. So, I'm sure he had his fair share of looks at me. And obviously he knows now, he knows what to expect from me. And that's always nice too. Him watching me play and obviously like something that I was doing. So, no, I think it should be a good fit.
So knowing what you know of the Elite League, having spoke to guys like Brendan Cook and all that, what expectations do you have of the league, or do you come in with an open mind?
Yeah, definitely. I come in with an open mind. I have heard that obviously, some of the rinks are North American size, so it is a little bit more like a North American style game than maybe the past years where I've been playing. But I think it, like I said, I think it's going to be a good fit, and I'm hoping to, be a good part of the team, and obviously hoping we have success as a team.
Now you're coming to a team that itself is undergoing a period of transition at the moment, the new coach and everything, as we've already touched upon. So is that a challenge that can be relished as you look ahead?
Yeah, I think whenever you go through a transition, you know, it's kind of ultimately up to the coaches and the players and, you know, the guys on the ice. And I think, you know, a big part of it is just coming in and getting to know each other as a group and gelling as a group. And, you know, the faster you gel as a group and, you know, bond together, then it makes the transition phase a lot easier.
So tell us about you, Tyler. What is it you bring to the team, both on and off the ice?
On the ice, you know, I like to use my skating and, you know, being a smaller guy, I like to bring a lot of speed and energy and, you know, like to play, you know, different positions and just, you know, try and help the team out any way possible. And, off the ice, I might be a little bit more of a quieter guy, but, you know, I try and bring my leadership skills from, you know, showing, you know, what is the proper thing to do and not going to be overly vocal, but, yeah, just some leadership, and definitely, my speed.
As we speak, we're heading into the month of August now, which means by the end of the month, we'll be back in action and just about to start in the competitive, fixtures that there's going to be. So how excited are you to get going after some time off?
Definitely excited. Summers are awesome, you know, get to spend a lot of time at home with the family and that, but, you know, 4 months and, you know, our season didn't end in the best of ways for us last year. So still got a little bit of a bitter taste in the mouth from last season. So I'm definitely excited to start fresh here with a new chapter and can't wait to get on the ice with the boys.
And finally, it's a question I always like to ask that the new guys coming in. Is there somewhere in Scotland you want to visit or somewhere you're looking forward to going to see?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a pretty avid golfer myself in the summertime. So obviously I know that there's some pretty great golf courses around the area. And I think that's one thing that I'm excited about, but I've heard a lot of great things. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be tough to get in, you know, everything that is around there to see and stuff in one season. But no, I'm definitely excited to tour around a little bit on some off days.
How did I know you were going to say that? The amount of golfers we speak to who are looking forward to checking out the golf courses. Tyler, great to speak to you. Welcome to Brayhead Clan, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.